All right, welcome back from break. We're going to move on to our next presentation, which will be a whistleblower update. Here to present on our whistleblower update, I've been told they've got a good cop, bad cop show, so that's going to be lots of fun. We first have Drew Harris, and Drew is an employment trial lawyer for the state of Texas. Drew has won several favorable defense trial verdicts on behalf of UT Austin, MD Anderson Cancer Center, and Texas Southern University, and other state universities. He has a very wide, varied practice in employment law and civil rights litigation. He is joined by Austin Kaplan, who I received Austin's very short bio on himself, and the first thing that is there is that he is a noted Theranos stan. And I had to ask him to give me more information on all of that. And in particular, who here knows what the word stan means? Well, you guys are more hip than me, because apparently it is like a huge, huge fan. That's what it is. But Austin represents executives, employees, and individuals. He has received national recognition on several accounts, including for successfully securing clients' rights to same-sex marriage license. And he was also noted as an Austin Under 40 Austinite of the Year. So I will let these two take it away.
All right. Well, welcome, everybody, to what will hopefully be a fun exchange between a plaintiff's lawyer and a defense lawyer's views on whistleblower cases. Now, as I was introduced, I'm Drew Harris, special counsel for employment law. And with the state of Texas being the biggest employer in Texas, I do a lot of defense side litigation, all different kinds, disability, ADA, Rehab Act, all the different varieties of employment lawsuits. But whistleblower cases, because those are particularly sided with public employees, we see a lot of those, and those are some of the most challenging cases to litigate. Now, I've tried a few cases, and I've also won several cases, and I'm going to try to share with you some case studies later today about cases I worked on and to show exactly how challenging trying to litigate these cases can be, particularly on the defense side.
And one of the things we like to do, hey, everybody, I'm Austin Kaplan from Kaplan Law Firm. We do all manner of plaintiff side employment law, including kind of a special focus at our firm on whistleblowers. But in addition to handling whistleblowers cases from the plaintiff side, I also kind of like bother all the whistleblower attorneys nationally for all their information. So I basically have all the tea, which is a lot of fun. And so we like to give you the perspective from both sides of these super important and super fun cases. And we've got some exciting stuff for you today. I noticed that here in the conference center today, there happens to be a conference for like first responders and trauma professionals. So before I get to the verdicts part, I just want you to know that we're okay. If you hear the big numbers, we've got a lot of support on hand.
So as a quick roadmap of our presentation for 2023, we're going to give updates on various different whistleblower recoveries and some updates on the law. We're going to spend a lot of time focusing on the various federal whistleblower protections. We'll talk about the elements and the pitfalls in those cases. And then we'll cover the Texas Whistleblower Act and the common defense strategies and issues. And we'll talk some case studies under each of those. And then you're going to get some ethics credit. We're going to spend about 15 minutes talking about attorneys as whistleblowers.
You're all my potential clients, so thank you for being here. We'll set a line out the door, no problem. Okay, so everyone, take a deep breath. We're gonna get into some numbers here. Why are these cases important to the room? And the answer is whistleblower cases are generally uncapped damages and big to massive verdicts. So let's talk about one in Texas first. We've talked about this one over the years. The trial was in 2020. Grimm and Maynard versus City of Denton. Final judgment, the judge entered it roughly $2.8 million plus post-judgment interest at the rate of 5%. And the interesting update on that one is that Judge Mulberg of the Fifth District affirmed the trial court's judgment as is on August 29th, 2022. So that is affirmed on appeal and real. That was two city employees who blew the whistle and won at trial. So for municipal folks, government folks, that's a case to check out where the plaintiffs came out ahead.